It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, September 30th. I'm Patricia Naft. The FDA has backed down from a proposed rule that would affect brewers. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
This is Mike King, owner of Revolution Brewing in Paonia.
Breweries have been allowed to get rid of their spent grain, the leftover mash, in a variety of ways that were not regulated, and this has been happening for thousands of years. Examples would be cattle farms, sheep, chickens. In our particular case, we have several local gardeners who compost. I know of at least three chicken farms that are getting fed, and what we don't use, we take over to Delicious Orchards and add to their compost so it gets put right back into the Paonia soil. And the regulation was going to make it so that you could not use the spent grain as animal feed and such without it being processed first.
The rule would have made it so any brewers would have had to have made sure that their grain was up to animal feed standards. Brewers fought back, and the FDA changed the rule to say that if your grain is used in making something that's fit for humans, it's okay for animals too.
Do you have a second just to show me some of the grain that would be in question? Do you know?
Yeah,
do you have any of that around?
Yeah, we have some leftover stuff from last week. So. And you can tell that it's quite biological, so you can understand why people want to have it disposed of in some fashion. So we'll get this over to Delicious later today and scoop it out and fill it again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But this was filled up to about here at the beginning of the weekend, so well over two-thirds of it has gone locally via bucket and bag. And that's our goal.
You just set it out here, people come by and grab what they want?
Exactly. And then when it gets into this condition, starting to break down and get a little stinky, then we haul it off so that the neighborhood doesn't have this to deal with all the time.
King says that he has no idea how much time and money the rule would have costed him.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan. The 14th annual Mountain Harvest Festival took place in Paonia over the weekend. KVNF's Laura Pomisano checked out one of the festival's more lively and messy events.
4-year-old Tazzy Walensky is about to compete in the Grape Stomp Contest at the Mountain Harvest Festival. She's dressed like a butterfly and is a bit shy.
And what are you about to go do, Tazzy?
Squish grapes.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
What do you think about it?
Be fun.
Lena Walensky is Tazzy's mom. She's also dressed like a butterfly.
Well, it is a contest, so we're trying to squish as much juice out of the grapes as we can and also put on a good show.
The mother and daughter are part of a four-person team.
Team Tazzy and the Butterfly Hunters.
The team's other two members are wearing hunter's orange and carrying insect-collecting nets. Contestants first have to wash their feet in large tubs. Then they get on stage and climb into a large wooden barrel full of grapes.
You three get in first.
Two teams face off at a time. They get 3 minutes to stomp.
Three, two, one,
okay, stomp!
Then they have a minute to drain the juice into a bucket that the judges later weigh.
Tazzy had 7.21 juice.
Walensky says she's having a good time.
We had a lot of fun.
How'd you do? I think we're in the lead.
The next category for awards is the most juice collected by an adult team. And that goes to the Butterfly Hunters Team Tazzy with 7.21 pounds. Congratulations.
Prizes are also awarded for best costume, showmanship, and best I Love Lucy themed team. Proceeds from the Grape Stomp go to two local organizations.
This is a fundraiser to support Solar Energy International's Solar in the Schools program, where we go into classrooms and give free presentations about energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy, and then also supports the Paonia Library Foundation.
That's Kathy Schwartz, the executive director of SEI. She says this is the seventh year of the contest.
We had 16 teams this year, and each team had at least 3 to 4 people.
Schwartz says the Grape Stomp raised about $1,500. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
In a troubling turn of events, 10 children at Children's Hospital in Denver have come down with neurological symptoms like paralysis and strange lesions on their spinal cords. All of the children reported respiratory illness right before all this happened. 4 out of the 10 were tested positive for enterovirus D68, the disease that's popping up all over the country. The other kids tested positive for different enteroviruses, and they're all up to date on their polio vaccines. The CDC is investigating the case and is asking doctors everywhere to keep an eye out for the symptoms. More than 70% of teachers at Golden and Jefferson High Schools called in sick yesterday, causing both schools to close for the day. CPR reports that the teachers were upset about the actions of the Jefferson County School Board. Golden High School English teacher Tammy Peters says the new pay plan and proposed changes to advanced placement history courses are only the latest missteps by the board.
Over and over again, this board majority has chosen to alienate every single stakeholder in Jefferson County Public Schools.
Board President Ken Witt says the board has received public input on its decisions. He says of yesterday's teachers' absences.
I'm very disappointed. Our students should not be impacted by adult disagreements.
The district superintendent says teachers who were absent could lose a day of pay. The board proposal to create a curriculum review committee is expected to be on the agenda for this Thursday's school board meeting. And finally, with the first day of autumn last week, summer is officially over, and the weather is not letting us forget it. Snow in the high country. The light accumulation started this past weekend. Joe Ramey, a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction, says this isn't too uncommon.
Certainly as we head into the early fall season, snow can be quite common, especially when we have the climate conditions we do now, specifically as we're heading into a weak El Nino. El Nino falls tend to be wet and tend to produce some extra snow in the September, October, November timeframe.
He says that a snowy fall is coming this week. A large Pacific storm will hit the western slope tomorrow, bringing snow to the lower mountain elevations.
Snow levels look like they may be down to where 8,000 feet or so, especially Wednesday night. I think we're looking at several inches of snow in the high country from that storm.
Yesterday, CDOT required chains on Wolf Creek Pass in the San Juans for 2 hours. Up next, Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.